I'd like to call the regular business meeting of the Bethel Township Trustees to order at 7 p.m. If we could stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic over which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. We do not have any minutes for approval tonight, so we'll go to staff reports. I don't see the sheriff here, so we won't have that report. Andy, we'll go to your report from the fire department.
The fire department report this time is we are switching over fire reporting systems. We were with emergency reporting. They got bought about a year ago by ESO. ESO has been transitioning and now has went live as of about a month ago. And so we're still putting in the run data and everything else and transferring everything over. So reports are going to look a little different when they come out. There's a little different format. Once we get everything transferred over by next meeting, you should have back to normal reports again. It's just we're in that transition right now. So everything's been going fine. We've been taking calls. I can't tell you how many of them right now. We've been going both in township and mutual aid. No real big incidents. I mean, everything's a big incident to someone, but that's the fire report. We'll be doing our last quarterly training this coming Friday, Saturday, Sunday. All right. So that's the one that kind of culminates everything. Guys will be doing search and rescue. There'll be forcible entry. The trailer will be out here for the Mayday trailer that they have to crawl through. And they'll be doing some ladder evolutions.
Awesome.
That'll be going on this weekend.
Sounds good. Thank you, Andy. We'll have the planning and zoning department report from Mike Arnold.
All right. This last trustees meeting, we received 9 zoning certificate applications. 2 barns, a shed, 2 additions, and 3 new residential construction. As this last BZA meeting, we have 3 cases coming up. It's actually all from the same resident. He will be requesting variances for a 4,800 square foot garage out of the 2,400 allowed, 12 foot fence out of the 6 foot allowed, and then asking for permission to be able to park his semi on his residentially zoned property. Since last zoning commission meeting, we have 2 cases coming up. Iron workers down here on 40. The land that they obtained next door, they're looking just to rezone that to I-1. They're going to use it for additional parking. Then we have Catherine Sonnenstein on 202, asking to rezone 18 of her 39.6 acres from A-2 to A-1. There's been 49 certificates issued this year, 2 declarations received, 13 variances requested, 10 approved with 3 to be determined, 7 conditional use requested, 6 approved, 6 zoning amendment requests, 4 approved with 2 to be determined. The Miami County Planning Commission will meet November 21st at 7 p.m., BZA November 30th at 6:30, followed by Zoning Commission at 7:30. That is all I have.
Okay.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. So the iron workers, did they give any other reasons other than parking? Because we went through this with the Pico, which is not Pico anymore, when they wanted to buy that lot next door, and that's what they were going to do, was have like a training center and parking. And I think Jess said it didn't need to be industrial just to have those things on it. So
did they have more plans? Just I-1 altogether. Yeah, no, that was their only plan. It's just overflow parking for staff.
Okay. Gotcha. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, we'll have the administrator's report. Andy?
There's only one resolution on your agenda this evening. This resolution is to accept the resignation of Anna Ludwig from the Bethel Township Fire Department. Anna works for Kettering Health Network, and she's actually in charge of scheduling all the stuff for the Bengals now, since they have that contract. So she's pretty busy and in Cincinnati a lot and just can't fulfill her obligations to the fire department anymore. So she just doesn't have the time to commit, and I got the wrong thing. But yeah, it's Anna Ludwig, and your resolution I used last time, so it should read Anna Ludwig at the top instead of Stacy McKenzie.
I saw that. It's fine. I just marked it out.
And a resignation letter is included in your packet. Resignation email, I should say.
Okay. Good here?
That's all I have. Oh, and a reminder, I will be on vacation next week.
Oh, good. All right. Okay, trustee reports. Beth?
I don't have anything.
Okay. Julie?
I have no report either.
Okay. Only thing I'll do under my report, did you get us the email you said Debbie sent you saying that Stacy worked 30 hours?
No, I didn't bring it in, but you were copied on it because it was an answer to a question. So there was, I went back and through them, and there was that case where it said, I believe that one said...
Well, you don't need to believe it. Did you bring the email or not?
I did not.
Okay, so can you bring it in 2 weeks?
You were copied on the email.
When was this?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know either.
Hang on, you want us to go search through all our emails when we asked you to bring some proof that you were mistaken or that you were correct?
I don't think I need to prove that.
Why? You called somebody out in a public meeting. You
called okay, I will bring the copies.
That would be fantastic. Or you know what you could do? You just forward them to us. Then we've all
You
got
already
them.
Have them.
Julie, I have about 6,597 emails in my inbox.
So we don't have it, right? And you're talking about this was an email?
It was.
Got any idea how long ago?
I think it was last, well, it had to be since I started. I think it was last year sometime. And then in
just find it for us and send it to us, please.
There was another case as well when we were looking at raises and bonuses where the sheet came out with numbers on it and it said, that sheet, I believe, said average of 30 hours.
It said up to 30 hours.
One, I think the email said up to 30, then the sheet said average of 30.
I made the sheet, so it said up to 30 hours per week.
Was that for budgeting or what?
Yes.
So it really wasn't how many hours she works. It was just a budget figure?
Correct. That's the one I don't know the specific email she's
I've never been given an actual number of how many she worked, how many she actually worked. The job, as it was explained to me, was for 30 hours, up to 30, average of 30. My point was that the only number I had ever heard was 30. I had never heard 20 anywhere. So I'm with you on the 20. I revised my post to correct it, as I said I would.
Great.
Can you send us an email? I did not see that post.
It's out on the web.
Where at? On what website or what?
It was the same one that was out there that you guys found before.
I just corrected it. No, I heard you at the candidates night say Debbie was lying. You said she's lying when she answered the question.
Well, I didn't say that.
Oh, what did you say?
I said that's a lie.
Oh, okay. So that's vastly different?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Well, I got a paper that I'm going to read for the minutes tonight. Because that bothered me. At the meeting, at the Meet the Candidates night on October 4th, the question was posed to Fiscal Officer Watson of how many hours did her assistant work per week. Fiscal Officer Watson answered that she worked approximately 20 hours per week. With this answer, it was heard by several people that Trustee Reese said she's lying. This behavior from an acting elected official towards another elected official at a public event disturbed me. I met with Fiscal Officer Watson and requested the records for her assistant. I found out that in 2022 she had worked an average 18.46 hours per week and an average of 20.50 in 2023. These figures supported Fiscal Officer Watson's answer and proved that she was, in fact, not lying. At the workshop meeting on October 17th, I addressed this issue. At the workshop meeting on October 17th, I addressed this issue with Trustee Reese, who stated that she received an email from Fiscal Officer Watson that stated she worked 30 hours per week. I ask her to provide that email where this was stated and bring it to the next workshop meeting. The next workshop meeting, she was conveniently sick and did not provide the email, gave no opportunity to refute this information before the election. I say conveniently because she was at the school board meeting the night before and was seen putting up campaign signs later that afternoon. Recently, Trustee Reese posted on social media, if you or anyone finds that any of the statements above are not true, I will be happy to retract them and apologize. I have to wonder if that only applied to statements made before the election that would damage another's character. As Trustee Reese has stated, this is not personal. In this case, it is not. Just simply the right or wrong of calling someone a liar, being proven wrong, and still not owning up to it and apologizing. This kind of behavior does not surprise me, though. Just last meeting, we had an employee resign. This employee stated that one of her reasons for leaving was what she felt the treatment she had received from Trustee Reese. Trustee Reese went on to read a very long statement trying to disprove or discredit her resignation letter. This is, in effect, implies that she was lying, but also tries to discredit her further. Even in leaving, she was not entitled to her opinion, and Trustee Reese felt she needed to disprove her reason for leaving and voted no on accepting her resignation. I'm going to give this to Debbie and Andy. I put the date on there at the regular trustee meeting, and I signed it. So that will be my report for the night. So we'll move on to public comments on items on the agenda. There will be a 5-minute limit. Andy, would you keep track of the time, please?
Oh, sure. I can, yeah.
I'm new to this. Jeff, you said you wanted to talk because this item's on the agenda or regular?
Just yes.
So that'll come at the end then?
Please.
Okay, dope. All right, so we're ready for action items.
Resolution 23-11-072, a resolution to accept the resignation of Anna Ludwig from the Bethel Township Fire Department.
I move for the adoption of Resolution 23-11-072.
I second it.
Okay, we have a motion. We have a second. Is there any discussion?
I would just like to say I am really sorry that we are losing Anna. She's been a great asset to our fire department, and she's a phenomenal firefighter and paramedic, so I hope that she eventually will make her way back to Bethel Township.
I'd just like to say thank you and wish her well.
All right, so any other discussion? No?
Yep.
All right, Debbie, will you call the roll?
Mrs. Van Herren?
Yes.
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes. Motion passes. Okay, public comments on any topic.
I've got one more resolution.
Oh.
I want to make a resolution. It's 23-11-074. This is a resolution authorizing a one-time pay supplement to Bethel Township current full-time employees, part-time employees, and fire department staff. We do this every year in November. I can't make the township meeting workshop meeting next week, so I want to get this done. You guys are welcome to, disagree with my amounts, but let me just read the full resolution. This is from last year. I just cut a number, and I'm pretty good. It's 074, right? That's after the
warrants.
That'd
be after the warrants, yes.
Okay. So, whereas periodically Bethel Township evaluates the pay rate of employees to maintain a competitive wage and benefit package, and whereas at this time the Bethel Township trustees have determined that a one-time pay supplement shall, misspelled, be given to the following employees for their service to Bethel Township for the year of 2023. All full-time employees at the following schedules. So I said administrator $3,000, zoning director $1,500, road department $1,000, and then We don't have a part-time employee this year, and then the fire, the chief at 3,000, the assistant to the chief at 3,000, the assistant chiefs, which we have three now, 2,000, the captain 1,500, the lieutenants 1,000, and the firefighters each $500. So I have a little sheet if you'd like to look at my numbers. Welcome to here, you guys.
It's about in line with last year, correct?
Yeah, it is about in line. A little bit more, but
much more.
Thank you. Mic up first.
Yeah, well, you didn't have to.
The cup has a four.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think I have the number of lieutenants wrong. So.
How many lieutenants are there?
I said there were five, but I actually think there's not five.
Alan, James,
Four. And I guessed at the number of lieutenants. I mean, guessed at the number of firefighters, approximately 24. I know there's more, but some of those are.
And each of them get 500.
Right. Each of them get 500. Yeah.
Okay.
So, we're not keeping pace with wages in the fire and paramedic industry. I don't have a feel for the budget for next year. I feel that this is important to a one-time bonus is. A good way to show our appreciation, especially when our salaries and wages are not keeping pace with the industry. So.
So you made the motion.
I did make the motion.
Do I have a second? I'll second it.
Okay.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Is there discussion?
I have some.
Okay.
Nice of you to spring this on us. Thank you.
I
feel that it's important to follow protocol, which means we sit down and discuss it at a workshop. This is much more than last year. I have no idea if it's in the budget. some of these are double last year, and we didn't have a firefighter bonus. And the lieutenants, don't we have battalion chiefs? And
We have three battalion chiefs, or assistant chief, two battalion chiefs, and one captain and five lieutenants.
So the five was correct?
Or four lieutenants, I'm sorry.
So the assistant chief and battalion chief.
Correct.
My bad. There's three, though.
There's still three people.
So how should that be?
So it should read assistant chief and battalion chief, total of three. Still three.
Oh, okay. I got you. Okay. Any other discussion?
Nope.
Debbie, call the roll.
I just do want to say I did already check with Debbie. I know it's in the budget.
Didn't bring it to a work discussion. We've got no input from anybody.
You've got your chance right now. Have at it. It's only 7.
Nope.
18.
You good?
You're good then?
Yeah, I've said my piece.
Okay, fantastic.
Debbie? Call a roll, please.
Mrs. Van Haren?
Yes.
Sorry, Mr. Black?
Yes.
Ms. Reese?
No.
Motion passes. Thank you. Okay. So now we're ready for public comments on any topic. That would be Jeff. You have 5 minutes, Andy.
Okay. I'll wait till we start.
It's on.
Okay. Jeff Harford, 6570 East Walnut, Tip City, Ohio, 45071. Good evening. Nothing prepared, but I just want to, as always, bring up the subject of annexation. The inevitable, I'm assuming, annexation. Right now, it seems to be calm, and everybody seems to have many things to do and not paying much attention to the annexation that I can see. I don't know if there's any more action or direction from this office or from the office of the county commissioners. You know, I don't hear anything. You know, I've been to county commissioners a few times and had a public meeting, not personally. They seem to shy away from those private meetings, but at public meetings and say my piece, but they might be doing something internally, but they're not making aware, and I'm just, makes me antsy to just thinking this is the time if there's going to be action. We sort of got a 6-month window here that if there's something that can be done, if anything, it should be done. Not wait till all of a sudden the process starts over, which I haven't heard that it did or didn't, but Huber Heights has new members in their council, and that's why they didn't vote last time or a few months ago, because I think some of those members were shying away from it, let us say. I'm making that up because I don't know. It just seems, why else would the mayor not let it go to the vote? He scrubbed the whole thing. And I didn't see anybody that owned that property over there up in arms or waving any flags or anything like that saying, you know, we went through the process, why didn't you vote on it? So I'm concerned about that aspect too. The county commissioners, and I don't know if I've heard from this office, county commissioners always said, well, contact your representative. I've contacted her by mail 3 times, by phone 5 or 6 times. I get sometimes it's just a recording, but maybe 2 times I've talked to her office personnel, Bob, and not much effort. And the letters that I sent to her, I had a couple of them. I sent the exact same letters to every representative in Ohio. 100 letters went on my house, 100 stamps, 100, same letters. You know, it wasn't a personal letter or anything like that. I have no replies at all. And all I'm asking for is I don't want to stop annexation. I think annexation in the right place, right time, can be a benefit. When two communities come together, they see a benefit to both and a partnership there. They both support it. They both progress on it. They are looking forward to it. It seems like this office isn't for it. It doesn't seem the county commissioners are for it, from what I can tell. So all I'm asking for is how do you, you know, because that's my question to the representative was, how do we get it on the ballot? So this community has to vote on it, and Huber Heights community's got to vote on it, not just the officers or the city commissioners or whatever they're called. The 8 people.
City council members,
thank you. But what's wrong with that? You know, if the council members could vote on it, why can't it go to the ballot? I mean, I looked at the ballot this year at many different areas, and they vote on lots of stuff. You know, anything from levies to taxes, the judges, to smaller things, you know, what I consider smaller things. Everything's important, don't get me wrong. But I think that's an avenue that can be researched somehow. Why not put it on the ballot? Why not let the individual, you know, make it so both communities, if both communities are for it and they vote for it, Democratic Society, we voted for it and it's good to go. If they don't vote for it, it should fail like everything else. So that's my whole thing, trying to figure out how to get it on the ballot, because I think that's, because if they vote yes, it will go to the ballot by means of a referendum. Possibly, you know, this is a possibility that the city don't, there's a faction of Huber Heights that doesn't want this to happen either. So they can bring forth a referendum, and if they vote yes on it, then it would go to the ballot. So why not put it on the ballot right off the bat? I don't know if that's any logic. I know maybe my head's not logically looking at that. And I try to go to Huber Heights meetings all the time. Obviously, they had a little hubbub there yesterday just because of their computer systems or whatever. Am I done?
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Sorry.
Thanks, Jeff.
Talk to you next time.
Yep, thank you. Okie doke. Andy, announcements?
Do you have any other comments?
Huh?
Was there any other comments inside?
Well, Jeff filled this out. Was there other comments on any topic?
Okay.
Okay.
Just November 21st, we have trustees workshop meeting in this room at 9 a.m.
Is that next week? I can't come. I'm out of town.
That's right before Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I'm in Cleveland.
Yeah, I'm not here either.
Okay, then.
Sorry, I should have let you guys know earlier.
There will be no
workshop meeting on the 21st, the 23rd, and 23rd and 24th, the township offices are closed for the Thanksgiving holiday. The 28th, Mike's already said there's going to be a BZA meeting at 6:30, zoning commission at 7. Well, that's 30th, I'm sorry. I got that one right. December 5th, the trustees workshop meeting at 9 a.m. The 12th will be a trustees regular meeting. With Mike having zoning cases, that'll be a 6:30 start time for the public hearing. And then the 19th, right before Christmas, another workshop meeting at 9 a.m.
While we're on this, if we need a workshop meeting that first week of December, I cannot do the 5th. I can do Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. It's good for me, but Monday, Tuesday, I'm in Toledo.
So Don can't do the 5th. Is there any conflict with anyone else?
Can I let you know?
You can send me an email.
Week, I don't have my phone with me, so I don't know.
Then let me know too, Julie.
Yeah, okay. I'll let you know.
Is that it?
So we don't. Okay. So November 28th, we don't have a trustee meeting, but there's a BZA meeting?
It's the wrong date.
November 28th should have been a trustee meeting. I apologize.
Okay.
I don't know why I messed up on this. The next regular meeting would be the 28th.
Okay.
When I pasted that in there, I must have pasted it over the trustees meeting. And then the 30th would be the BZA, or the BZA and I apologize. I got confused.
Okay, I was just confused because there was two workshop meetings in a row. Okay, gotcha.
So it would be the 28th would be a regular meeting. I apologize.
Okay. And then the 5th, Don, you said you can't make it.
I cannot.
And Beth is going to let you know.
I can come 19th. The 6th, 7th, or 8th.
19th. And then no meeting on the 26th. The trustee meeting is not listed for that day either.
Day after Christmas.
I just haven't gotten that far yet.
Okay.
On my things, I usually go a couple of workshops and meetings out. So.
Okay, gotcha.
Is that it?
That's all I have.
Okay, we need a motion to record the payment of warrants.
I make a motion to record the payment of the warrants, electronic warrants 935-2023 through 10019 through 2023, and regular warrants 54174 through 54188.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there discussion?
Nope.
Do you want?
No.
Nope. Okay, Debbie, will you call the roll, please?
Ms. Herron?
Yes.
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes. Motion passes. Motion for adjournment.
I'll motion to adjourn.
Okay. Second that.
All right, any discussion?
Nope.
Debbie?
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Ms. Van Herron?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes. We are adjourned. Thank you for coming.
At what time?
We are adjourned at 7:28.